You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Kings podcast episode number 599, fresh off the heels of a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully everybody enjoyed their three-day break, and hopefully the barbecue was good for you on Mondays, but now we are back. The work week has begun again. It's a short week, and you can count on more great coverage from the Locked On Kings podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings. This is your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season, all offseason. It does not matter. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with all the local and national experts, coverage of the pre-draft happenings. We have a lot of pre-draft workouts that are happening in Sacramento right now. Of course, the Kings, as of now, do not own a first-round pick, so they're working out a lot of late first-round, early second-round talent. We know the Kings also have three second-round picks. So what are they going to do with those? Are they going to try and trade up? Are they planning on taking three prospects in the second round and hoping one or two of them ends up working out? The Kings have a lot of options. We have all the coverage for that. Of course, the draft itself we will cover for you here on Locked On Kings and the entire Locked On Podcast Network. We also have build up to Summer League itself, the California Classic happening in the beginning of July. Soon after that, the Kings regular Summer League that's happening in Las Vegas. Of course, training camp towards the end of summer, the beginning of fall, and then in October, the tip-off of the 2019-2020 season, a season that all of us here in Sacramento and around the world that call ourselves Kings fans and Kings supporters are hoping will be the year that the Kings finally make it into the postseason and break their 13-plus season playoff drought. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here on Locked On Kings. I'm from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter. Lots to get to, lots to talk about. Once again, a talking head episode. I have a couple of interviews in the works for you this week, so definitely look forward to that. But had a lot of great response from my interview with Jerry Reynolds last week. Also, a lot of you really enjoyed basically a talking head episode of discussing why I believe that Tobias Harris is the best case scenario for the Kings in free agency. I should say best realistic case scenario. Of course, the quote-unquote best case scenario would be landing Kevin Durant or landing Kawhi Leonard, but that's just not realistic, and I don't think anybody really should be or is expecting that for the Sacramento Kings. However, we are going to continue our discussion on the Kings being a potentially top free agency destination because Bleacher Report released an article, and they basically ranked all teams from 30 to number one of the best free agency destinations, and the Kings, believe it or not, cracked top 10. So we're going to be discussing that. Also, we've heard a lot of, not necessarily rumors, but more conversation amongst media members and Sacramento Kings fans of the idea of the Kings potentially shopping and trading Bogdan Bogdanovic to move into the first round. It would probably be the back end. It definitely wouldn't be a lottery pick. It'd most likely be the back end of the first round. And that, of course, depends on if the Kings find a player or two that they're really in love with, that they want to try and go out and get, that they think could potentially be a steal in the later first round. Of course, we know that as a whole, this draft is considered to be a quote-unquote weak draft outside of the top three or top four, certainly a lot weaker than the fantastic draft class from 2018. So I'm going to discuss that, give my opinion on that a little bit, because I don't like those rumors. I don't like the idea of the Kings trading away Bogdan Bogdanovic. Also, Bleacher Report put out a new metric of how to grade players and discover and find the best player on each team in the NBA. And according to this metric that they created, and it has some validity to it, although I know a lot of Kings fans are immediately going to dismiss it and are dismissing it because of the quote-unquote best player on the Kings that this metric revealed, and that was Willie Cauley-Stein. So I'll talk about that very briefly as well. And then, of course, the NBA Finals is beginning on Thursday. We have our final set. It's the Golden State Warriors and the Toronto Raptors. I'll share my thoughts and discuss that at the very, very end of the podcast in just a little bit. But before we dive into this top 10 free agency destination article that I really enjoyed, and it's written by someone that you're going to be familiar with, and I'll discuss that in just a second. But before that, I want to let you know that today's show is brought to you in part by Hotels.com. Make sure you don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com, be there, do that, get rewarded. Thank you to everybody for listening to the Locked On Kings podcast here today, wherever you are listening to it, whether it's the via Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, iTunes. There's so many great ways to listen to the Locked On Podcast Network, but none is better than Himalaya. Himalaya is this new free podcast app that has come out recently, and if you're looking for just a good app that has all of your podcasts in one place, is has a great interface, is easy to use, is cool, and just is comfortable, right? We all have our websites and our social media accounts and things that we do that becomes comfortable and routine, and Himalaya does a fantastic job at that. Like I mentioned, it's super easy to use, it's free, has every single podcast that you love or are searching for. Their podcast database is ginormous. You can personally create playlists, or they completely make playlists for you based off of the type of shows that you listen to. So it makes podcast discovery super easy. You can follow your favorite shows and creators, so it comes right to you, and it'll let you know immediately when a new episode comes out. So if you listen to Locked On Kings on Himalaya and you favorited and followed the show, as soon as a new episode came out, it would give you a notification right to your phone. You can also like and comment on shows, so it's a good discussion board, a place to get involved in the conversation, which I always try and do here on Locked On Kings. Check out the Himalaya app if you are looking for just a good podcast app in general. I don't think you will be disappointed at all. And of course, thank you to Himalaya for sponsoring the Locked On Kings podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network. Do you remember Grant Hughes? I had a conversation with Bleacher Report writer Grant Hughes all the way back in last offseason, and ended up being a two-part podcast, which you can go back and listen to. You have to go through the archives a little bit. But this happened last summer, and it was after he wrote an article called I don't remember the title exactly, but basically calling the NBA or the Sacramento Kings the worst front office in the NBA. And of course, this was at a time after the controversy of the Kings, quote unquote controversy, of the Kings taking Marvin Bagley over Luka Doncic, all the fallout from that, some of Vlade's statements. Of course, there are many still critical of Vlade after the DeMarcus Cousins trade. So Grant Hughes is a fantastic guy, a great writer, and someone who I invited onto this podcast, and we had almost an hour-long conversation, not just about the Kings front office, but about the NBA in general, and I really enjoyed it, and I've stayed in contact with him since then, and this is not a I-told-you-so type situation with Grant, because neither of us knew that the Kings would be as good as they ended up being last season. I expected them to be better than what Grant thought, but I certainly can't get up on my high horse or get up on a pedestal and look down on him and turn my nose up and say, you know nothing, you're an idiot, you're a moron. But Grant Hughes wrote this article recently ranking all of the free or all the teams in the top free agency destinations in the NBA, and the Sacramento Kings fell or ended up being number 10. So the fact that the Kings broke the top 10, Grant Hughes went from a year ago writing an article about the Kings being the worst front office to now being a top 10 free agency destination. That's pretty incredible. Now, this ranking system only really consists of cap room teams, which is numbers 17 through 12, and then you get into 11 through 6, and then, of course, the top 5. And the Kings fall at number 10, and their practical cap space is $37.2 million. And here's what Grant said. I'll read the entire excerpt for you, and you can check out this article right now on BleacherReport.com. He says, who wouldn't want to run with De'Aaron Fox? The Kings have the makings of an exciting core with a defined up-tempo identity. Free agents with an eye towards inflated stats should be swayed by that. Less superficially, though, Sacramento appears to be a team on the rise. It won 39 games last year, its highest total since 2005-2006. And the drivers of that success are all ridiculously young. Fox and Harry Giles III are 21. Marvin Bagley III will play most of next year as a 20-year-old. Buddy Hield emerged as an ace high-volume sniper in 2018-2019, and he's the old man in the core at 26. Throw in a sparkling arena, a fan base that's dying to embrace a winner, and a thrilling style of play, and you've got a lot to like in Sacramento. Short, sweet, and 100% accurate. well written by Grant Hughes, and I'm efforting right now to get Grant onto the show either this week or next week to talk about this in more detail. It'd be great to have him back on and to talk about the Kings really from a positive perspective, because I know his mindset, his viewpoint of the Kings, and many around the NBA and around the world changed based off of this last season. And it's great to see this little excerpt that he wrote here in this article. And he really, in such a short, really paragraph or two, hit it out of the park about the best assets that the Kings have when they are going to be sitting down with these free agents and trying to convince them to come. I mean, of course, De'Aaron Fox is going to be at the top of that list. The style of play, he even mentioned inflated stats, and we know how much numbers matter to good and great players in the NBA today, because numbers get you benefits like all-star appearances, which gives you money, or the better numbers you have, the more likely you are to make an all-NBA team, which also gets you better contract incentives. Statistics are so important to ultimate player success and player profiles in the NBA, and with the amount of possessions that the Kings have, how much of an offensive force they are, how the pace that they like to play at, it's a good opportunity for scorers or players that are looking to increase their stats, increase their averages, get more scoring opportunities, get more offensive opportunities, and even get more opportunity to be a defensive anchor, because the Kings are desperately searching for that. You have that opportunity here in Sacramento, and that was really well pointed out by Grant Hughes, and something I don't think we are discussing enough. And then he goes into the average ages of the Kings core. The fact that he says Buddy Hield is the old man of the group at 26 years old is fantastic. And then, he mentions the arena, the fan base. The point of me bringing this up is it's nice to see someone from a national perspective and an outside perspective recognize the bonuses and benefits of Sacramento that we, of course, know and love living here and being around this organization so much. I know many of you who listen to this podcast from out of town, whether you're somewhere in California, somewhere in the United States, or even internationally. I know there's a good handful of you that came to Sacramento this year from Europe and from South America and even up from Canada to experience Kings basketball, to get to see the Golden One Center for the first time. So you got an idea of what Grant Hughes is talking about. And even players, visiting players, have gotten to come to Sacramento, play in front of this fan base, and they recognize, okay, you know what? Gorgeous arena, great fan base, fun place to play. And on top of that, the team itself is fun to play with. These are all things that I don't think we should undervalue from a free agency perspective. So I like this article by Grant Hughes. Go out and check it out. To put into perspective, the Atlanta Hawks are number 9, Pacers 8, Spurs 7, Jazz 6. Top 5 teams are the Mavericks at 5, which I actually agree with. Milwaukee Bucks at 4, Sixers at 3, Nets at 2, and Los Angeles Clippers at number 1, which I also 100% agree with. I believe Kawhi Leonard will be with the Los Angeles Clippers by the time we start next season. But Grant Hughes efforting him for the Locked On Kings podcast at some point, either this week or next week, and I look forward to having a great conversation with him. Hopefully he is available and able to come on. I know a lot of you enjoyed my conversation with him last time. Again, you can go and check that out. It's a two-part episodes. You can find them all the way back in, I think it was July of last year, and they're just called Sacramento Kings Worst Front Office in the NBA Parts 1 and Part 2. Go and take a listen to those to get a bit of context of Grant Hughes, the writer, and the basketball mind and personality, and then read his article and all the work that he publishes on Bleacher Report. I'm all for the Sacramento Kings trying to find a way to move into the first round of the NBA draft this season, especially if there is a player that they believe they can get that's a steal of the draft that fits the need, or it just seems like a can't-miss prospect from the Kings scout and Kings organization's perspective. Even if it doesn't work out, I'm okay with them being aggressive, especially with the amount of second-round picks that the Kings have. What I'm not okay with, though, is the Kings being overly aggressive and trading a good, solid piece of this core that has a lot to offer, like Bogdan Bogdanović. Remember, we were talking about Bogdan Bogdanović as the Kings' best player at the end of the 2017-2018 season. In 2018-2019, he regressed a bit, to say the least. His role changed. He also didn't start the season healthy. Remember, he missed the first couple weeks of the season, so that kind of had a rocky start. He was coming off of surgeries that he underwent last summer, meaning he couldn't play internationally, couldn't play in summer league or anything like that. And that clearly had an effect on him. Now, his shooting percentage went down. He did have that heroic game winner against the Los Angeles Lakers that everybody knows him for this season. But overall, it was a down year from Bogdan Bogdanović. That being said, I still think he is one of the best players on this team. And he certainly is one of the, if not the smartest player on this team. I think he's essential for the Kings bench unit. And the Toronto Raptors, who have now made the NBA Finals, are the perfect example of how you need good depth to be successful in the NBA. And I don't know if there's going to be much better depth that the Sacramento Kings can go out and get than what they already have in Bogey. I am not open at all to the idea of including Bogdan Bogdanović in a trade package to move into the first round. Realistically, there's no way you could put a package together with Bogey being the number one piece where you could move into the top four, top five to get a marquee name player. And I'm not very interested in late lottery or just outside the lottery players for someone of Bogey's talent. We know what Bogey can do already. And yes, he's a little bit older, but you don't need more young players to add to this already ridiculously young core, as Grant Hughes pointed out in last segment. You need a smart, established player who is going to be able to run the second unit and can even run with the first unit as well. And that is what Bogdan Bogdanović is. Now, if you involved Bogey in a trade where you moved into the first round but also got a good role player in return, I can't think of a name off the top of my head, then I'd think about it. I'll talk about that. But if you're telling me the best case scenario in a Bogey trade would be getting, let's say, the number 17 or number 18 pick or something like that, I would say no in a heartbeat. I'm not interested in that at all whatsoever. I want Bogey in a Kings uniform. I want him to continue to stay here in Sacramento. I think, again, he's essential for the Kings' second unit. He's a part of this core and part of the success of this team going forward. And I think he's going to be a big reason why the Kings end up making it to the playoffs and ending this playoff drought, whether it is next year or in a year or two in the future. That being said, I do agree that Bogey is probably the best trade chip that the Kings have in terms of players that they're willing to move on from. They're not willing to move on from Bagley or Fox or even Harry Giles, for that matter, so they're not going to be trading those guys. Bogey is the most likely trade asset that they have, so I understand him being involved in rumors. Doesn't mean I like the idea of moving on from him. Speaking of Bleacher Report, another article that they put out recently, they have this metric that they created called the catch-all metric. And basically, it takes ESPN's real plus-minus, it takes Basketball Reference's box plus-minus, and it takes Jacob Goldstein's player impact plus-minus, and it averages them out in order to find the best player on each team in the NBA. Now, the lower the number, the better. This is for all you math nerds and stats nerds out there, so I'm sure Tim Maxwell from Sacktown Royalty, well, actually, I know he doesn't like this metric based off of the fact that Willie Cauley-Stein was named the Kings' best player based off of this metric. He finished with a number 54.3. To put that into perspective, De'Aaron Fox's best was 65.0. So again, the lower the number, the better. So based off of a combination of ESPN's Real Plus Minus, Basketball References Plus Minus, and Jacob Goldstein's Player Impact Plus Minus, Cauley-Stein's number was 54.3, which ended up being the best and most, quote-unquote, efficient in the NBA. That's the catch-all metric. Now, I understand, and I'm a stats guy myself. I like numbers, and I understand that numbers are guidelines for the success and efficiency rate of a player. It's how fans and really, basketball as a whole, we measures and rates the achievements and success and failures and of players, of teams, of everything. There's almost a statistical category for everything in the NBA today. And of course, there are things that don't show up in a box score that players do well that we try and point out as much as possible. But it's you can't put a number on that. You can't really measure that. But you can measure these real plus minus numbers. And for the most part, for other teams, it makes sense. You look at the big names on each team, James Harden for the Houston Rockets, Kevin Durant for the Golden State Warriors, and they, based off this metric, end up being the best players on their team. So from that perspective, I guess it makes sense. From this Kings perspective, though, and this is coming from someone who's a lot more positive about Willie Cauley-Stein than most here in Sacramento, it's not accurate. De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield were easily the two best players in Sacramento last season. Easily. I mean, it wasn't close. And I get what this metric is trying to show, and I do appreciate how efficient Willie Cauley-Stein can be on both ends of the floor, but particularly on the offensive end of the floor when the Kings are utilizing him the right way, which is in the pick and roll or getting him second chance opportunities, put back opportunities. When De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, and the rest of the Kings players draw a lot of the attention away from Willie Cauley-Stein and manage to get him the ball, he can be an efficient scorer. We've seen it before, and quite frankly, it was a pleasant surprise for someone like me who expected Willie Cauley-Stein just to be a rebounder and a shot blocker out of college. He's a much better offensive player than I thought he would be. However, the problem is he's a worse rebounder and shot blocker than we all thought that he would be. If you follow Tim Maxwell at Tim Maxwell on Twitter, he's the Sacktown Baby Giraffe from Sacktown Royalty, he immediately took this article, took this metric, and countered it with a lot of numbers of his own, pointing out the inefficiencies of Willie as a interior defender or rim protector. He's one of the worst, if not the worst, rim protector in the NBA for his size and at his position and the minutes that he plays. So these numbers aren't necessarily accurate and don't tell the whole story. But I thought it was interesting, so I thought I'd bring it to the Locked On Kings podcast here today. Thanks to Untuck It for sponsoring Locked On. If you're looking for a great Father's Day idea, their shirts are specifically designed to look great untucked and feel comfortable at work or on the weekend. No tucking or tailoring is required. Go to untuckit.com, promo code NBA to get 20% off. Thank you to Untuck It. Again, a great, great gift for Father's Day. Or treat yourself to your own. You certainly deserve it. So the NBA Finals is set. Golden State Warriors, surprise, surprise, they made it in the West. We've known that for a while. Toronto Raptors. I don't think we expected that, especially after the Milwaukee Bucks took a 2-0 series lead. In fact, most of us, at least here at KHDK in Sacramento, were already starting to preview a Warriors-Bucks final. But the Raptors win 4 straight, including 1 game in Milwaukee. And now we get to deal with the presence of Drake in the NBA Finals, and he's already annoyed me. I know he's annoyed a lot of fans and just watchers of the NBA in general, but, you know, hey, that's Drake. If that's the biggest thing that we have to be concerned about, then I guess we are doing all right. But I'm excited for this series. I'm excited to see Kawhi Leonard versus the Warriors, really part two. Remember, Kawhi Leonard and the Spurs were having a lot of success against the Warriors a couple of seasons ago before Zaza Pachulia, quote-unquote, injured Kawhi by getting underneath him when he landed. And, of course, that's still a controversial play to this day, many arguing that Zaza is a dirty player and did that on purpose. Whatever, that's in the past. Regardless, I'm excited to see Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors battle against the Golden State Warriors. However, I do believe that the Milwaukee Bucks were our best chance at stopping the Warriors from winning another title. As of right now, Kevin Durant is not going to be playing in Game 1, and DeMarcus Cousins is questionable, so that's great. I hope DeMarcus Cousins gets an opportunity to play. I would love to see him back out there, despite the fact that he is dealing with another non-contact injury, but all of us here in Sacramento, I hope, want to see Boogie succeed, and to see him play on the biggest stage of them all, the NBA Finals, would certainly be something cool to see, but even with Kevin Durant not playing for the majority of this series, I expect the Warriors to win. Said it 100 times here on this podcast and on KHDK that I think the only team that can beat the Warriors is themselves. So, assuming that they don't beat themselves and they don't ultimately collapse and, for the most part, stay healthy, meaning keep Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green on the floor, I expect the Golden State Warriors to win. Let's say Golden State Warriors in 6. I think it'll be a good, fun, long series. The Raptors will get a game or two. The Warriors don't have home court advantage, which is crazy to think about. So this game or the series will actually start in Toronto. If the Warriors win both games in Toronto, the series is over quickly. If the Warriors win one of the two games in Toronto, which I expect them to do, then maybe this, like I said, goes 5-6 games. if the Raptors win the first two games and win both their games in Toronto, then the Warriors maybe are concerned a little bit. But until the Raptors beat the Warriors at least once in Oracle Arena in Oakland, I'm not convinced that they're going to be able to get the job done and keep the Warriors from winning yet another championship. If you want to respond to anything that we talked about on today's show today, give me your pick for the NBA Finals. Talk about Bogdan Bogdanovic potentially being traded. This metric saying Willie Cauley-Stein is the best player on the Kings. Or the fact that the Kings have been ranked by Grant Hughes of Bleacher Report a top 10 free agency destination. It's all open forum, so please contact me at MattGeorgeKHDK on Twitter. It's a fantastic way to reach me. You can also email me at anytime, mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. Thank you for listening via the Himalaya app. If you want to join the conversation on Himalaya, there's a comment section. Jump in there. You can also, like I mentioned, join the conversation at any time on Twitter or via email. And if you have a second, if you're on iTunes, to leave a review of this podcast, that helps us out a ton. So please do that and take advantage of that there. We read those reviews and it helps us improve as a podcast. So if you have a second or two to do that, I certainly would appreciate it. Today's show is brought to you by Grip 6, which is an ultra lightweight belt with no holes, no flap, and is a great Father's Day gift. Go to grip6.com. They have a special for you right now at grip6.com/lock. That's grip6.com/LOCKE. Have yourselves a fantastic Tuesday. Look forward to chatting with you soon. Hopefully, I will be getting Grant Hughes very, very shortly. Also, some more guests in the work for either later on this week or next week. In future podcasts to come, more great guests coming. So keep it right here on the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team. Every day.